And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to speak with a gentleman who said there says there is money in dirt. His name is Jerry Crawford. He's been the president of Janet King International since 1996. He also serves as president of Janet King Incorporated. Now, the company was founded in 1969. It was born when its founder, Jim Cavanaugh, befriended a nighttime janitor and discovered there was an untapped opportunity to help that janitor grow his business by signing new customers for him to service. Now, Jerry joined Janet King of Oklahoma in 1987. In 1988, was promoted to the corporate headquarters in Dallas, responsible for marketing and supporting master franchises in the United States and abroad. And he served as president of Janet King Franchising Incorporated. And again, now he is president of Janet King. Jerry, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, Steve.
Well, you were working with Tandy Corporation, which everybody in North Texas knows, prior to joining Janet King. Why did you make the move to work with the King of Clean?
Well, my major had been in computer science in college, and I actually was owner of a software company, NCR Licensed Software Company. And when this new thing called a PC came back out, that may date me a little bit, with 5 megabyte of disk, I thought, man, we had it all going our way. But what happened in the computer industry and the software industry, it just kept changing. And then this guy named Bill Gates came along with this thing called Microsoft, and it just keeps changing. And so I decided back then I would look around. I joined Tandy Corporation. They had, you know, a great deal of business there in the Oklahoma territory in Oklahoma City. And from there, I worked a lot of hours and decided I'd like to get involved where I could also have some ownership. And I met Mr. Cavanaugh, who owned Janet King at that time, and he was looking for somebody to oversee the Oklahoma City region. And I accepted the offer, and I've never regretted it, and it's been a great opportunity. It's a great company, and there's tens of thousands of employees of Janet King franchisees around the globe. And it's just been an honor to serve as CEO and president of that company.
Now, when you began to operate the Janet King of Oklahoma, had Janet King moved to Dallas at that point?
No. Our headquarters was in Dallas, but the Oklahoma, each region that we're in has a regional support office. So I was overseeing the Oklahoma City region as one of the regional directors throughout the United States.
Well, I'm fascinated by the history. I'd like to talk a little bit about Mr. Cavanaugh just for a second in terms of the beginning of it. How did Janet King evolve from him working with one janitor to a multi-billion-dollar company worldwide with all the franchisees?
Well, glad you asked that, because it's all about his vision, his passion, his tenacity back in those days, and his excitement about what he saw in this dirt business, in the janitorial business. And there were just a lot of unhappy customers, and there's still unhappy customers today. There's a lot of turnover in the janitorial industry. It's a service business. But Mr. Cavanaugh came up with a concept that he pioneered that's our model today, and it's called our owner-operator concept. And the difference in Janet King and the conventional companies is that we have people with pride of ownership, and that produces the performance that people are looking for in their businesses. That makes sure that, you know, we say trust your keys to the company, who cares, because they also have a vested interest in their company. So it was his vision, Mr. Cavanaugh's vision, when he found this company, and he worked it. He slept in the back of his car. He sold accounts. And he grew this company in Oklahoma, then later moved it to our headquarters to Dallas, Texas, where we're at today. But got to give him the credit, because he's still involved and he still has that same passion, and he's just very knowledgeable about our industry.
Well, not only in the cleaning business, but he had to have been cutting edge in the franchising industry too, because we're looking back in the 70s, and outside of maybe fast food franchises, there weren't that many outside the food industry. So that was something that was relatively new, if I'm correct.
It was something that I had the pleasure of going to 28 countries on what's called International Franchise Association trade missions. Everywhere we went with these franchise companies on trade missions, we met with people who were interested in investing in the American dream. You could own your own business and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. So it was just really kind of special to be in those earlier years where franchising, when you went to, you had to educate people about what franchising was all about. It was simply cloning a proven concept. Didn't matter if it was a tea business or it was a janitorial business. You were proving it and opening up and expanding and opening new locations. So it's been a very viable and a great model for us in the cleaning business. And it's just been an honor to be involved and travel and help people get into business for themselves and be successful.
Well, you mentioned about the expansiveness of Janet King, but how expansive are you? How much of the globe do you cover?
We've got more than 10,000 franchisees on all five continents. We're in 13 or 14 countries today, and we're continuing our expansion. And it's just amazing to me to see that these people service more than 60,000 customer locations worldwide. So it's exciting to continue to see it expand and grow.
As large as you are, it seems like there's a tremendous amount of potential for Janet King out there because, as you mentioned, there's money in dirt, and there's dirt everywhere.
Money in dirt, and every place that I land in an airplane, doesn't matter what country or what city, all you have to do when you're landing is look around at all the cranes that are still building new business. Mm-hmm. You know what, Steve? Somebody's got to clean those businesses, and people want them cleaned right.
So the potential is there, and if you do it right, they stay with you. How do you support your franchisees? You've been talking about that because Janet King supports them so well, probably as good, if not better, than most franchise companies. What do you do for them?
Well, the first thing, you've got to educate and train your franchise owners. So we have a very extensive initial training and education program, but then we have customized online videos, training videos, educational videos. We continue to roll out programs and train our franchisees. There's always new chemicals. There's always new equipment. And it's all about production rate. You know, our biggest cost in the cleaning business for a franchisee is the labor cost. So anything we can do to clean more efficiently and quicker makes more money for our franchisees. And it's a competitive business. We can go in to bid a large office building or a hospital or a school. Doesn't matter. And there may be 10, 15, 20 other bidders. So we have to be, as we say, the best at what we do.
I want to talk about that in a moment, but again, we're speaking with Jerry Crawford. Jerry is president of Janet King, and the website is Janet King, JANIKing.com, to find out anything you want to find out about Janet King with their services, locations, green cleaning, etc. But you mentioned the different industries. By looking at your website, you're covering a lot. I'm just looking at it right now, general office, manufacturing, retail. How many different industries or types of cleaning do you do?
You know, it's a good question. We have actually started years ago what we call specialty industry divisions in our corporate headquarters. And just starting there, I can tell you that while we clean office buildings and general cleaning, we also have what's called an EVS or Environmental Services Division. And that's where we get into the medical, and we clean hospitals.
Because that has to be much different than cleaning an office.
You have to have certain certifications before you can even step in to clean an emergency room. You know, there's infectious control. There's all kinds of medical certifications, and these hospitals can literally get shut down if they're not cleaned properly. So we have our own customized medical certification program to clean hospitals throughout the country. So we have a division headed up by a gentleman named Mark Ragnar right now, who oversees that division, and his team out of corporate works with our regional offices throughout the world, and we clean EVS facilities. We specialize in hospitality. That's timeshares, motels, hotels, resorts, and we clean 300 and some different types of these facilities just in the U.S., and we have a very large hospitality division in Australia and other countries around the world. We also have the sporting venues. Obviously, we clean the world's largest indoor sporting venue, and that's
right here locally.
Used to be Cowboy Stadium, now AT&T Stadium. And, you know, it's quite interesting to just see the hundreds of people that it takes to clean that facility and keep it. It's a beautiful stadium, as you know. We're very proud of that. That's the icon in that industry for us. And we clean many other NFL, NBA, MLB, Major League Baseball. We clean the Rangers Stadium right here in Dallas. Or I should say in not Dallas, but their neighboring city here that we all over it. And I also we have the other, like Lone Star Park, many horse racing facilities, bowling alleys, manufacturing, international airports, and the list goes on and on, Steve.
So if I'm a franchisee and if I don't know how to do that, there's somebody within Janet King that can show me how to do that, or I can be involved in the chemicals and the way to actually clean those different facilities.
That's exactly right. If you've got a customer that's got that old aggregate floor with a polyurethane finish on it, we've got the operations expertise to work in the field, to go out with our people in the field and consult with them as to how's the best way to clean that floor.
Well, you've been very involved with, as you mentioned before, the International Franchise Association for most of your career at Janet King. And I've had a number of people on the show who are franchisees, very involved, the IFA and VetFran with that too. But why is it important for franchisors to be active with the IFA?
Well, I'll just give you my own example. In about 1989 or 90, our owner, Jim Cavanaugh, gave me some leads and said, take us international. I looked at him and said, how do I do that? He said, well, I think you need to get involved in the International Franchise Association. I called up the president, Bill Cherkasky, back then and said, I was told to go international and find some master franchises in foreign markets, and I was told to call you. He said, you need to get involved in the IFA. The next thing I knew, I was traveling on trade missions, and we met the people at the embassies and the foreign markets and had investors and prospects I was doing presentations to, and I was speaking then in front of 300 or 400 people over in Singapore or wherever, and it just kept going, and you build relationships. It's like anything else. People do business with people they like. So built all those relationships, started selling master franchises, and the next thing you know, a third of our revenue is now overseas. So we got involved, and the Franchise Association, doesn't matter if it's a retail restaurant association or franchising, is the industry we're in. So we've got at our convention, annual convention, 4,000-plus people that come, and I've had the privilege of introducing three presidents as the keynote speaker, and it's been a trip, so to speak, that's just been an honor to be a part of.
It sounds like you're excited about that. Just before we finish, I want to ask you one more question, because most people didn't really know Jim Cavanaugh's name or didn't know that he started Janet King, but his name is synonymous with a museum that you're involved with here in the area. Talk about the Flight Museum.
Well, Cavanaugh Flight Museum. For years, Mr. Cavanaugh has been gathering historic aircraft, and he now has almost 70. He's bought 3 or 4 just within the last probably year to 18 months. And this historic aviation aircraft, a lot of them have war history. A lot of them fly. He's won awards at the world's largest air show in Oshkosh, a grand champion with a B-25 and his P-51 that he personally loves to fly. And Doug Jeans is the head guy over at our museum, and it's just exciting to see the flyovers at Cowboys at AT&T Stadium or Rangers Stadium, and being on the board of directors there, I just get to be a part of it, and I appreciate being a pilot as well. So
now you know that the Cavanaugh Flight Museum was started by the man that started Janet King. Jerry, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. It's an honor to be on your show.